Well, today, November 17th, is the feast day of St. Elizabeth of Hungary. She was a wife, she was a mother, she was a young widow. She died at the young age of 24, and she is a Third Order Franciscan. She was born in the year 1207 in a castle in Marburg, Hungary. And at the age of four, she was put into an arranged marriage with Ludwig, who was at that time 11 years of age. Now, they didn't get married till she became an older woman of 14, and he was about 20. But at the age of four, she was in this arranged marriage, and actually she and her fiancé grew up together, sort of as prince and princess. And they were married, again, when she was 14, he was 21, and they had the happiest of marriages. It was a fairy tale marriage. They loved each other so deeply, but the marriage only lasted 6 years. He died at a very young age. He died of malaria that he caught during a crusade. And she was only 20 years old when this happened. In fact, she was expecting, she was 8 months pregnant with her third child. And 18 days after the death of her husband, she gave birth to their third child. But during those 6 years, again, they had the happiest of marriages. They deeply loved each other. And during that time, when he was king and she was queen, they did a great deal of good for the poor and the needy in their area. Well, after his death, things changed. Her relatives seized the power. They seized the castle. They drove her and her children from their home. Fortunately, Elizabeth had an aunt who was an abbess and an uncle who was a bishop who helped to fight for her rights, and eventually she was regained her home and her rights as the widow of Ludwig. Well, she became a Third Order Franciscan. And as a Third Order Franciscan, she built a hospital in honor of St. Francis, where she took care of the poor, the sick, and the destitute. She also would gather women together, and they would sew baptismal garments. They would sew burial shrouds as well. And she would go out and visit the poor and the sick and feed the homeless and the destitute. She would even wash and kiss the feet of lepers. Again, very inspiring. She died at the young age of 24. And she was so popular that she was canonized in just 4 years after her death. Again, one of the record canonizations. Within 4 years, she was canonized. She is the patron saint of Catholic charities. She's the patron saint of the Third Order Franciscans, along with St. Louis IX of France. So today we honor an incredible young mom, young wife, widow, and a Third Order Franciscan who in her life, of course, had great joys of a very happy marriage, beautiful children, but then had the cross as well, the sufferings of losing her husband, and then being rejected by her family. But she continued to be faithful to Christ, both as wife and mother, and then as a religious. So we pray today, St. Elizabeth of Hungary, pray for us.